Your report, you decide.
Hey, honey, what up, dog? What's the dealio?
Oh, my God, you are so embarrassing.
What?
Hey, Dad, feeling a little old?
Yeah.
Have you considered hip replacement?
I'm old, but I'm not that old.
Of course you aren't. But consider this. I'm talking about replacing your old, dated slang dialect with something more hip. Interested?
Faux shizzle!
Simply go online and download our hip replacement software. Instantly, you'll be up to date with the younger people in your life.
Honey, those new rides you sporting are taupe!
Oh my God, this is even worse.
You don't gotta be such an emo. Why you throwing shade my way?
Hip replacement therapy.
You don't gotta be such a hater.
Download your free software today at hopelesslyunhip.com.
That's me. That's a natural state for me, hopelessly unhip. I learned the latest street terms from Joey and on Friday Peyton. They keep me...
If you're learning it from me, you're learning from the wrong person. Because I'm 28 going on 55.
Well, I'm an old this man. Is true. This is an old soul here. So, what's the dealio, Joseph?
Never say that to me again.
Troy King is our guest, and we are so grateful to have his support for the show. But you are a dad, and you have kids, and have you ever embarrassed them? Have you ever been accused of embarrassing them in public?
Oh, on a regular basis. And, you know, it's even worse because when I was in office, of course, when I embarrassed them, it was news.
Yeah.
Most dads embarrass their kids in the line at the grocery store, and they're the only ones who know it. But, you know, when I would embarrass my kids, it was on statewide television.
That's right, yeah. I'm curious. I know you told me how old they are now. They're
19, 16, and 14.
Man, there's a lot going on in those years, too.
And no kidding.
Yeah.
No kidding. I wish I knew as much as they do.
How did you explain that to them, you know, when they're turning on the TV and their dad is up there dealing with, you know, the latest case?
Well, the hardest thing to explain was my kids were pretty young when I became attorney general.
Right.
And it would be just impossible for them to wrap their mind around how I could be sitting at the kitchen table having dinner and in the TV. How can you be both places?
Right.
Wow. Nobody else's dad could do that. That's pretty cool.
Our youngest would go up and say, "Let my daddy out." Daddy's not home because he's stuck in the TV.
I had a friend that was on TV frequently and did a lot of commercial work. And whenever one of his spots came on, his dog would jump up and down and bark at the TV set at his commercials. It's interesting when that goes on.
It is.
504. Jerry, thanks for waiting.
Are you sure? Listen, a few years ago I had some problems, and I called your guest there, and he gave me some good advice, I think. And, you know, you're thinking, well, you know, the phone call's about over with here. And all at once he said, let's pray together. And he gave me a prayer. I don't think it was rehearsed. I don't think it was written down. I don't think it was made up. I think it came from his heart. And I remember that more than I remember the advice he gave me. And I just want to thank him publicly.
Well, Jerry, thank you.
And it really meant a lot to me, Mr. King.
You know, legal advice is cheap. It's really, I hope when people call that they see the heart and they see that we truly do care about people. And I can't solve everybody's problem legally, but I can certainly join them in prayer, and we can pray to the one who can solve any problem. And,
that's right.
And so I appreciate your having the confidence to call. I hope the advice was good advice, but it was my pleasure and privilege to pray with you and lots of other folks who call.
Well, I appreciate you, Mr. King.
Thank you. Thanks,
thank
Jerry.
You,
you know, and it goes to just how trying. This is another thing that I resent about the circus of ads in the field that you specialize in. Similar situation. I prohibited myself from driving while I was going through the post-concussion and the memory treatment with that neurologist. I couldn't do that, nor could I get out of the house. I felt trapped, and I was sharing that with my attorney. And I just mentioned in passing, I haven't even been able to get my hair cut. I said, my hair is so long, it's like... I've always worn it long, but it was like beyond that. Because it had been months. I mean, really was unable to function. He showed up at my place that night and picked up the guy that cut my hair and brought him to me. because he, you know, he knew how frustrated I was because I couldn't get to where he was. I was living on the other side of town. I had no transportation. That really meant a lot to me. You know, as much as any of the work that he went out of his way, picked up the phone, called my aunt, said, I need you to do me a favor. That sounds very similar to what this gentleman just discussed with you. It is, and this is what the theatrics and antics of some of those ads dismiss, is how serious this can be.
Well, it can be. And Greg, one thing I would say, you know, all of us have the same law degree. Every one of us.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what makes us different or makes us stand out. What makes us stand out, I'm not here to talk about other lawyers. That's not my thing. What makes, I believe, our firm different is the approach that we bring to it. You don't, if you call me, you're not going to get handed off to a paralegal. You're not going to get handed off to somebody that you don't know. You're going to get me on the phone. If you need me to come to your house because you're injured, I make house calls. I understand that there are hundreds of lawyers in Montgomery, and you could have called any of them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you come to my office, you probably drive by dozens of their offices. But you chose to come to me. And that is a huge compliment. I tell everybody in a welcome letter that I send them that I used to think the greatest compliment somebody could pay you was to vote for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now convinced it's to take the most important legal matter and entrust it to them. And say, I trust your advice. I trust you to be on my side. I trust you to stand up for me. I trust you to get fair treatment for me. And I take that very, very seriously. And that's what I think distinguishes us, is we care. We know our clients' names. I have clients whose cases we settled 2 years ago who dropped by the office to have a cup of coffee. And I'm glad to see them. I'm glad that they think enough of me. The greatest way that I ever get a case is because somebody sent them.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a good job for them, and they tell their friends, you know, if you're hurt, call Troy King. So that, to me, is a great, great compliment.
We don't have to name any names because I think people know who were kind of... And I saw an ad the other day who called me. Well, in this ad, and I don't understand the theory behind it because... He's supposed to be the face of the brand. Gets it done. There's 100 people in the ad with him that are part of his team, and it's like saying, well, call me, but one of these people here will... Who are they? I don't know who they are. And that's how that works. And I just... This is why it's so critical for people to understand when they engage you, it's you that they're going to be working
well,
with.
Well, look, I tell people all the time that there are a lot of TV lawyers you can hire. I don't consider myself a TV lawyer. I consider myself a lawyer who's on TV. And we're there to let people know how to find us. And when hurt people need help, I hope they'll choose to call us. They could call any of the people they see on TV. If they call us, they're going to get a personal experience. They're not going to be a file. They're going to be a face with a name who we know, who we talk about in staff meetings in the morning, whose cases are important to us. You know, we try to do golden rule law. We try to treat our clients the way we would want our families or we would want to be treated if the shoe was on the other foot. And I can't really think of a better business plan than that.
Well, it sounds incredible to me because having lived it and seen it from the Florida side of the coin, I've been fortunate here. I haven't been hit by anything. There were a couple of women that messed me up, but that was a long time. We don't want to go into that, right, Joe? I can't sue for that anyway.
No, not at all.
Can't help you with that.
Have you been involved with a woman who destroyed your life? This is Tommy B. Tommy, welcome.
Hey, Greg and Joey and Troy.
Hey.
Troy, I want to ask you, what does your future hold for you politically?
Well, I don't know. Rarely, I was going to say a day goes by, but probably rarely an hour goes by that somebody doesn't encourage me to get back in politics. And I'll be honest, I miss it. I felt like we made a huge difference when I was in office. We passed the toughest sex offender law in the country to protect kids like mine and every other kid that I see in the state. We worked to make it a felony to violate the terms of those laws. We took away good time. We stood with victims. Unfortunately, I went to way too many police funerals, but I didn't miss a single line of duty funeral when I was in office because, as my preacher says, if you want to know what's important to a man, you don't look at what he said or listen to what he says. You look at his checkbook and his calendar.
Right.
And I always wanted both of mine to reflect a high level of service to others. So I don't know. I have polls sent to me regularly that show how I would do in the governor's race, how I would do in the attorney general's race. I miss public service, but I also love what I'm doing. So I don't really know what the future holds.
Well, you now certainly public service on a very personal basis.
Well, yeah, I told you. I think when you were in my office, Greg, that you know when I was attorney general, I represented a lot of hurt people. But I never represented them by name. Mm-hmm. Every time I represented somebody when I was attorney general, I was the lawyer for the state of Alabama versus whoever had done the wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Since I've been out of office, I represent people by their name. I represent people who have been hurt, and I get to do it individually. And unlike in public service, where it seems 4 years is rarely long enough to really accomplish anything substantive, the cases that I handle end. I get to have the satisfaction of delivering a check and a good outcome to people and seeing how it affects them positively. And there's a lot of reward and a lot of satisfaction in that.
Well, you need to give it consideration. You'd have my vote, and I need to get you to come back and speak to our men's breakfast group at church again. So,
Well, you let me know. I'll be there. I tell you, I got invited to speak a lot of places when I was attorney general. I just rarely got invited back.
You know, we always check politics at the door, but just the testimony you gave that day was we definitely, it's time to have you back, so I'll work on that.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
All right, take care.
All right, Tom, appreciate it. It's 13 minutes after 5 o'clock. Let's get Mr. Thomas in for the forecast.
Rich Thomas weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Effective June 2017, there's been an increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Hazard endorsement required. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas weather.
Hi, everybody. Another active weather day. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will become rather numerous by later on this afternoon and this evening. A couple of the storms will be on the strong side, high around 90. Tonight's low 72. Tomorrow, still a generous supply of random afternoon and evening storms. About 50-50 coverage tomorrow with a high around 90. And we had to go up to about a 50% chance on Father's Day Sunday, too, with a high temperature around 91. Stay ahead of the storms. Download our new weather app. It has radar and future radar, plus push notifications for watches and warnings. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. It's free. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Again, our congratulations to Emily Hayes from The Morning Show on becoming the mother of two cats today. She is a caring person, and she's become attached to one of the cars. Oh, she's not going to be happy to know that Joan Jetta is still there.
Still there.
Some new additions to the inventory. I'm trusted with sharing with you the information about the select group of vehicles at Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars that are available under $10,000. And I'm telling you, if you are shopping for a new driver or you have a college student ready to head off and they're going to need wheels, this is where you want to shop, especially if you're on a budget, like we were with my wife's son. We figured we'd like to get something above and beyond that would be safe and dependable, and then looks and all that would be secondary. Well, with these cars at Jack Ingram, you hit the jackpot on all three because the bodies have good vehicle histories, and they're gleaming. They do not look used. The interiors, well-maintained by the previous owner or owners, and don't require any overhaul. And finally, David Ingram makes sure that his mechanics go through those engines from top to bottom, beginning to end, stem to stern, to make sure they're ready to deliver dependable driving miles because they don't want to resell somebody else's trouble. Now, in this category, and take a look at the pictures. I mean, they've got dozens of photos of all the vehicles in this category. I see this 2009 Nissan Rogue is a new addition. So is the 2015 Nissan Versa. That's a car that's 2 years old, 6,800. It looks incredible, and it's ready to go. A Lexus RX 300 sedan. I drove those, and those are awesome, awesome SUVs. So if you need a little extra space for carpooling, you're good to go there. But that 2007 Jetta, it's a beautiful car, 6,300. And ready to go to work for you, we want to find, as Emily named it, Joan Jetta a home. Stop by and see Tip Tames and his team today or tomorrow at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, 235 Eastern Boulevard, or online at jackingramsignatureusedcars.com. More with Troy King when we come back. It's 516.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Everyone, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Authorities in Prattville working a three-car accident with injuries on East Main Street in front of Autauga Home Supply. So if you happen to be over that way, keep an eye open for those folks out in the roadway working. Everything else looking pretty good. Interstate systems are all clear. Don't see anything on Taylor or Vaughn. All around the perimeter, everything's moving along real well. Nothing on the Atlanta Highway side of things, and it looks as though the 31s are all clear this afternoon. If you're in an accident, put the tiger on your side. The Vance Law Firm. Call the Vance Law Firm at 1-800-INJURED. No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us today.
1-800-INJURED.
Was made for quality legal services to the performance is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn's name says it all. They're much more than a typical pawn shop. Stop in and meet Danny and the staff. It's time to save big on lawn equipment and tools. You owe it to yourself and your wallet to check the deals available every day at High Caliber. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can now finance your purchase. Money down or no money down, walk away with your purchase today. Need a gift? It's here. TV, Xbox, PS3, PS4, jewelry, and more. If you're into military memorabilia, you have to see High Caliber Gun and Pawn. Now, about the gun part of their name. High Caliber Gun and Pawn's expert staff has been dealing in firearms for over 40 years. They have the fairest pricing on firearms in the South, better than gun show prices every day. You're not just a customer at High Caliber Gun and Pawn, you're family. And now you can finance your purchase at High Caliber Gun and Pawn, Memorial Drive, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Look for the little blue building bursting at the seams with savings.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-643-5081. 800-643-5081. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-643-5081.
Hi, this is Simone Biles. When kids believe in themselves, it's amazing what they can accomplish.
I believe I could be a pilot.
I believe I can be a professor.
A doctor.
A poet.
I believed I could be a gold medalist. And thanks to the love and support from my parents who adopted me when I was a foster kid, I was able to reach my dreams.
There are 400,000 foster kids in the U.S., many of whom have outgrown their old clothes. That's why Mattress Firm Foster Kids, a program of the Ticket to Dream Foundation, is collecting new clothes. With your donation, you can help foster kids in your community look and feel their best. To learn more or donate, visit mattressfirmfosterkids.org today.
I believe I could be anything.
Come to any Mattress Firm store today and donate clothes to help a foster child in your community. Not everyone can be a foster parent, but anyone can help a foster child.
It happens every summer. Movie buffs line up for the opportunity to see a star-studded blockbuster. Meanwhile, car buffs line up for the opportunity to own one of our stars. At the Mercedes-Benz Summer Event, you can get the Mercedes-Benz of your dreams for less than you thought possible. Like the eye-catching CLA, Mercedes-Benz sportiness and design at a jaw-dropping price. Lease the 2017 CLA 254 Matic for just $359 a month for 36 months with $3,753 due at signing. Don't miss this once-in-a-summertime opportunity. Hurry in to our summer event. Mercedes-Benz. The best or nothing.
The monthly lease payment is available only to qualified customers exclusively from Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through July 31st, 2017. Call 1-800-344-8736 for details about costs and terms.
Visit Jack Ingram Mercedes on the Eastern Boulevard of Montgomery for up to $9,000 in summer event savings. It's time to love what you drive.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Papa's got a brand new bag.
Happy Father's Day, Daddy!
I'm afraid she's got a father's libido.
My dad's smarter than your dad.
We have the same dad, idiot.
Yeah, but mine's smarter.
Partying with the cool kids. I am a very proud dad right now.
My dad used to say, opinions are like butts. Everybody's got one.
Daddy's home.
Papa's got a brand new bed.
Are you gonna be a good boy for your father?
I love you, you freaking son of mine.
Oh, come to Papa.
My dad will not control me from prison.
You're the best daddy ever.
Papa, you look like a porn star from 1977.
Who's your big daddy?
Who is your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Papa's got a brand new bag.
Who's your daddy?
Turn the mics on. Happy Father's Day to all the dads that are listening. Troy King is in the house. He's been sidekicking with us this afternoon. We've been going into detail on the services his firm provides, but there's questions to add. I just came across this story here, and I can't believe what I'm reading. The Army has begun mandatory transgender sensitivity training for soldiers. The training covers everything from trans female soldiers to transgender shower etiquette to dealing with a male soldier who becomes pregnant. You heard that correctly, to deal with a male soldier who becomes pregnant. This is from a Todd Starnes piece on Fox. It says, yes, good readers, within the ranks of the greatest fighting force known to mankind, the baby's daddy could also be the baby's mama. I can't believe some of the things I'm seeing in the news. It's like living in upside down land, you know? It used to be pretty cut and dried.
Well, you know, we used to want the military to be mean.
Yeah.
Right. Not sensitive.
Right. You know, it's like you're on the battlefield. Can we talk about this first? I mean, maybe it's the lack of jobs that's got you folks all upset. Why don't we see if we can't do something about that first? We have talked about that campaign cycle back in 2010 in which Governor Bentley emerged as the winner and eventual governor. And we had him in the studio, and I met him at a couple of Republican fundraisers. And I liked him. He was very nice. He was very polite. And in the back of my head, I thought, well, there's no way this man could ever be engaged in a scandal. You've been observing what's been going on. Kay Ivey is now the governor. What do you think about all this chaos? And where do you see the state going in 2018?
Well, I don't know the answer to that. The you know, when I as just an observer watching what's happened, Alabama is suffering from a severe case of corruption. Yeah. And you see it everywhere. You see it in my cupboard's conviction. You see it in Governor Bentley's resignation.
Mm-hmm.
You see it in Luther Strange's appointment to the United States Senate.
Yes, haven't discussed that much, but yes.
You even see it in Judge Moore's removal from the Supreme Court. You have the Supreme Court recuse, and then they turn around and they appoint this court that's gonna hear his case. I think they illegally denied his rights when they didn't have the votes to remove him, in fact, so they removed him in effect by basically suspending him for the rest of his term. I think that was an illegal sentence. And I have told Judge Moore that in this race for the Senate, you have a perfect pairing between the man who got his job because of corruption and the man who is the victim of corruption. And I believe he should press the case, and I think he should expose what has happened. As I told Judge Moore, when you plant the seeds of corruption in the soil of Alabama, you shouldn't be surprised if what grows is a corrupt tree in Washington bearing corrupt fruit. And you don't get rid of corrupt trees by pruning them. You get rid of it by poisoning the roots and uprooting them. And the people in Alabama have the opportunity to begin the process of decorrupting Alabama. And I think the question is, will they take it?
That's my follow-up. Is that even possible, given the many years of the culture of corruption?
Yeah, it's possible. Look, the people in Alabama are good-intentioned, decent, hard-working people. The problem is that, this may be heretical to say, but the problem is that people like Mitch McConnell, who were the beneficiaries of it, have decided they're going to come into Alabama and tell us what to do. But I remember that Alabama's state motto is "We dare defend our rights." And I hope that we're going to tell Mitch McConnell and his establishment buddies to keep their nose out of Alabama, and we're going to take our state back. And, it's so funny. Donald Trump is overwhelmingly elected by Alabama to go and drain the swamp.
Yeah.
And Governor Bentley reacts to that election by sending the original swamp monster up there. And so I believe this is a watershed election this year to decide, are Alabamians tired of the corruption, and will they take a stand and take their state back or not?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what to think will happen in 2018, but I think we will have a much clearer picture of what's going to happen in 2018 later this year.
You know, you talk about the government, you know, Mitch McConnell and that whole... What a disappointment. Although they did get Gorsuch through, I'll give him credit for one thing. And let's hope that he has the chance to get a couple of more through. And as we discussed before you came to visit us today, Troy, it seems like people are wising up to what's going on, because what happened to Judge Moore in a way is what they're trying to do to Donald Trump right now, which is impeach him on nothing. There's not a shred of evidence, but we've got a special prosecutor who's hiring. And where, you know, the Democrats, we could learn from them, because they never stop. They never take no for an answer. And they're relentless, almost to the fact, to the point where it seems like Republicans capitulate to them just to get them off their backs, or to make them go away, or to quiet, you know, to curry favor with the very liberal media. And it's funny, this week, Time let go of 300 people. HuffPo laid off a ton of people. But they don't change their damn message. Obviously, if it was that popular, they wouldn't be laying people off, because they would be getting the clicks that merit the ad revenue to keep those people employed. It's crazy. On another side of it, I have a friend who sent me a note yesterday about our wonderful Obamacare program. Is it a marketplace when you have one choice, by the way, in insurance companies? She went to see a dermatologist, and the nurse asked questions before the doctor comes in, told her that under some rule in Obamacare, she now has to let her know that if her BMI, body mass index, is 25% or more of her weight, she has to instruct me to see my primary care physician about diet and exercise. So you've got a law that's now dictating what one doctor has to tell a patient to engage another doctor.
Well, I think so.
This
though, I think
seems
though,
very intrusive to me.
Well, I think, though, Greg, and I'm no expert on Obamacare, but, you know, I think what's happened is that there are incentives that are put in place, and doctors can provide this counseling, and then they have the right to bill for additional services. You know, a novel idea would be to turn health care back over to doctors and patients and get government out of the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
Generally speaking, the best solution to any problem is to get government out of it. And somehow we have lost our way and decided the nanny state is the solution to everything. And in fact, it generally is the problem with everything.
This is what's so frustrating, because the Tea Party was a true grassroots conservative movement. I watched it happen. I participated in it. There was a lot of education, guest speakers coming in, people finally looking at the Constitution and what it says, and they're wiping their behinds with it in Washington, D.C. And we elected people to go undo this kind of legislation where you have this intrusion. And they seem to have forgotten why they were sent there. And, you know, we had, I don't know how many times Martha Roby came in and said, well, we can't really do anything about Obamacare because we need the Senate. So in 2014, we get the Senate. Well, we can't really do anything because we don't have the White House. We got the White House. Here it is. He's been in office almost half a year, and nothing. They're afraid. They're paralyzed.
You have to wonder who was caught so unprepared. For years, we have said, we have the solution. We're going to fix it. I mean, I'll be honest with you, Greg. You know, sometimes losing is a curse. It's a curse or winning is a curse. If you win and you're not prepared and you don't know what to do, that's how you lose power for generations. And we have to be very, very careful. We have to be the party of ideas and innovation. Mm-hmm. We have to be the party of small government. We have to be the party that has the ideas and the understanding of how to lead. And unfortunately, Potomac fever and Dome fever and Montgomery fever are very, very real diseases. And nobody is inoculated and nobody is immune.
Meanwhile, the opposition, which can't make a case based on results, has this giant machine, this media complex, and it's amazing. I mean, is it possible that you could make a case that there's discrimination in place in the media because they only hire like-minded thinkers? There is no, any newspaper in the country, they're all pretty much mirroring what the others say, in large part because some companies own a lot of the newspapers and so forth. And this is what makes Trump's 50% approval rating, according to Rasmussen today, so remarkable. He's been getting nothing but a nonstop withering blast from...
But, Greg, here's what I think you have to... Here's the real concern. The real concern to me is not what is the media saying or doing, because the people of America have already proved that just because they say it doesn't mean that we buy it.
Mm-hmm.
The real danger for Republicans and for libertarians is the disillusionment of our base. Not because some liberal media source told them and demoralized them, because we disappointed them.
Mm-hmm.
Because we didn't do what we said we were going to do. And there's no good excuse for it.
Right.
When you look at what's happened in Washington, what it's clear is that you got a bunch of establishment, stinky cheese-eating, silk-stocking Republicans who didn't mean what they said.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't mean we want revolution and we want change. They meant we want more of the same, but we want to tell you that we want those things. And I think you run a real risk of demoralizing and disillusioning our base because we don't do what we say and mean what we say. And that there's not, I mean, the answer to that is generations in the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
When our voters stay home because they don't see the point of going.
I think that's a real risk in 2018.
I agree with you.
A real risk. All right, it's 5:35. We'll come back and talk some more politics with Troy King in just a moment. I do have a very specific question about somebody I think we both know mutually pretty well, and what advice you might give him. In just a moment, at 5:35, the advice I can give with confidence when it comes to flooring is to visit Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard. Any business that's been around for almost half a century and thriving is doing so because they're doing a lot of things right. A, by bringing in first-rate products and all types of flooring, by having a talented team of people to help the customer navigate all those choices. Flooring that's brought in direct from manufacturers, minus the middleman, so there's a real wholesale price in place, and then arranging installation with talented artisans who are perfectionists when it comes to installation. So from beginning to end, it's got the Georgia Floors Direct stamp on it. So that's how Dick McAdams' idea has prospered over half a century. Georgia Floors Direct, their warehouse on the Boulevard across from Lowe's, open till 7 o'clock Monday through Friday, all day tomorrow. Stop by and see Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of Floriers. Tell them what you're interested in doing. You got 12 months good as cash available there as well. That's at Georgia Floors Direct. Look them up, by the way, on Facebook.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Effective June 2017, there's been an increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Hazard endorsement required. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Another active weather day. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will become rather numerous by later on this afternoon and this evening. A couple of the storms will be on the strong side, high around 90. Tonight's low 72. Tomorrow, still a generous supply of random afternoon and evening storms. About 50-50 coverage tomorrow with a high around 90. And we had to go up to about a 50% chance on Father's Day Sunday, too, with a high temperature around 91. Stay ahead of the storms. Download our new weather app. It has radar and future radar, plus push notifications for watches and warnings. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. It's free. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Traffic is brought to you by Delk and Tomlinson, men's rights attorneys. Contact them at 819-4810. Delk and Tomlinson, making men matter.
Good evening, everyone. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic continue to use caution in the area of East Main Street in front of Otauga Home Supply. In Prattville, a three-car accident there. Injuries involved. Haynes Ambulance on the scene along with the authorities to take care of that. As far as the interstate systems, everything's looking pretty good. Don't see anything on the Boulevard or Atlanta Highway to give you any problem. If you're over on Taylor and Vaughn, shouldn't have any trouble over there. And the 31s are accident and delay-free so far this afternoon. At Invisible Fence, they're passionate about protecting pets, so you can focus on fun. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance.
1-800-INJURE.
Presentation is made with the quality of legal services to the performance greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and we are transitioning from our Memorial Day sale into our Independence Day sale, which will be our biggest sale until our next sale. Really, folks, we mattress stores are always having a sale. I have secured some really fabulous factory closeouts on Dick Queen and King mattresses, Queens for $269 and Kings for $399. I also have several closeout models of power adjustable bases, premium bases with massage start at $599, and I have a few full sizes for only $399. Mr. Sandman has Simmons Beauty and Serta Perfect Sleeper sets at true discount prices, and last year's Jameson Latex sets are drastically reduced. We also have several models of flippable mattresses with full sets starting at $199 and king sets for only $299. Mr. Sandman has power lift chairs in stock or special order. We will be closed July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th to celebrate the birth of our country. Locally owned and voted the River Region's favorite mattress store since 1999 in Montgomery and Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Well, hi there.
Hi, I'm Jenny, your new next-door neighbor.
I'm Jody. Come on in, have a cup of coffee, and meet my four kids and two dogs.
Wow, your house is beautiful. How in the world do you keep it so neat with all this activity?
I'll tell you my secret. Baby gates. And I use Southern Bell's cleaning service. They are easy to deal with. I love a small company. I've got their card in my purse. See? 546-0715. The kids love their Aunt Callen, and I'm their biggest fan on Facebook.
Southern Bell's Cleaning, a locally owned cleaning service that does cleaning the old-fashioned way. They're on time. They bring all of their own supplies, and they really know clean. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's Cleaning today. Full-service residential, commercial, post-construction cleanup, and vacant properties. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service. Call 546-0715 or on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Restaurants come and go, but great restaurants stay around for years. Visit Sinclair's and see why.
I like Sinclair's because there's a great atmosphere and they have some of the most awesome food that you can have.
Sinclair's has the freshest dishes.
I feel great about fresh food here at Sinclair's. It's not frozen.
He sources out all the local produce and local meats from local stores here, so everything's fresh.
There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
Sinclair's has everything. You can get the mama spaghetti pie, or if you're
feel on a salad. You can get something fresh. They have tons of salad choices. You can get steak. You can get a different type of seafood. They have everything. Even the meat and three options during lunch are great.
Have you tried Sinclair's wings?
Oh, the wings are excellent. The hot wings are very good.
Sinclair's has desserts. Homemade. The perfect finish to a great meal.
They have pies, ice cream for the kids. All desserts at the end of the meal are fantastic.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining for decades. Vaughn Road at Taylor.
Tearing down the walls of allowable opinion. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Guy Who's Turning Into His Father.
Mr. Guy Who's Turning Into His Father.
When you were a kid, you swore you'd never turn out like your old man. But now that you have kids, it turns out you swear just like your old man.
You lousy kids, clean up this
Sure, you want your kids to think you're hip and happening, but still find yourself screaming, turn down that awful jungle music for crying out loud.
And you don't care how you dress.
You've had that members-only jacket for 25 years.
Even the Goodwill doesn't want it.
So the next time you'll find yourself saying, back in the good old days, or this must be the new man, look in the mirror, ignore your nose hair, and say hello to Mr. Guy Who's Turning Into His Father, a real American hero.
Mr. Guy is turning into his father.
Come here, boy. Pull my finger.
I want to go back to something Rich Thomas said on the show this morning that was absolutely beautiful. Because we were wrapping up this morning and we're talking about, because, you know, Rich and I, we lost our dads a while back. And he said something that just really hit me between the eyes. He said, if you've ever heard me say anything on the air that's made you laugh, you've met my dad.
That's great.
I get choked up thinking about it. I know, you know, Rich and I are like, it's eerie how many things we have in common, you know, my brother from another mother. But I thought that was really, really beautiful. And he had, I'd never seen a picture of his dad before, and he had that on his phone here in the studio. Rich has documented his life really, really well. I wish I had. But you promised, Joey, that you would come over and make me pull out the Rubbermaid tub.
Yes, yes. You showed me. You've already showed me that tub with the Pope chair.
Yes.
That you weren't supposed to sit in, but you did.
I emceed the Papal Mass in 1987 in Miami. I'm not even Catholic, and the Vatican asked me to do that.
Nice.
I've had kind of, you know, I've told you some stories that weren't so pleasant today with crazy things that happened, but I had
only
some.
In America.
Yes, yes, and I feel blessed that I've seen it from both sides. Oh, we just, who was that? Charles?
Charles.
Charles, how can you hang up when we have the former Attorney General of the state of Alabama in the studio with us? Call us back. We still got time to talk.
You know, I think about my dad. We lost my dad 4 or 5 years ago, and my dad was a realtor. And one of the things that I still love to hear people talk about my dad, but my dad really believed that he was making the American dream accessible.
Mm-hmm.
He believed owning your house is the ultimate American dream.
That has to be a real motivator, because that's very hard work. And as you mentioned in that story that you told at the beginning, it's great. Let's tell that quickly, because that was over 2 hours ago now, and we've had a lot of people tune in since. But the thing that got you motivated into...
Yeah. Well, my dad sold real estate down in Elba, which was a little bitty town. No new people moved in. And in 1979, I was 10 years old, and in an event that just changed my life. My dad told us one day there's no money for a family vacation because nobody's buying houses. The interest rates are high.
Mm-hmm.
I quizzed my dad, and I said, well, you know, whose fault is that? How do we get somebody in office that will have different policies? And as a result, I ended up probably the first Republican campaigner in Coffee County history. But I went door to door and handed out brochures for Ronald Reagan that year and said, you know, would you please vote for Governor Reagan so I could have a family vacation? And I've been a Republican ever since. And
you know, my hope through the election cycle with Trump was that so many people I know, my daughter, Joey, others who did not live through the Reagan era would have the chance to experience prosperity. Because I did. Within this business, I mean, it seemed like everybody was working, had a good job. There was upward mobility. That's when the yuppie term came into existence.
Well, and there's pride in our country.
Yes. And we need to see that make a nice comeback here, too. Charles did return to the phone. Charles, thanks for calling back.
Trump on, gentlemen. Trump on.
Hey! How are you, man?
Good, fine, sir. How are you?
Good. Good to hear from you.
Mr. King, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling back.
Maybe I'll be able to get your daughter's fake right this time.
The what?
His daughter's fake. I might be able to get it right this time.
All right.
That doesn't ring a bell to you?
Oh, yes. My daughter's steak. Of course it does. Every time we go, we're fortunate enough to have Charles as our waiter, and my daughter's steak is always wrong. I won't name the restaurant because the food is delicious, but she just seems like she's got the curse of the undercooked steak.
I'm talking about every time. I've never seen it happen before.
Charles, are you working tomorrow?
Yes, and Sunday, and Monday.
Because you may see me. Because the restaurant you work at, there's one in Flint, and that's where my daughter and I go, so I'm probably going to be coming by just to feel closer to her.
Before 4, I get off at 4 now, no tables after 4.
I would be coming in before that.
All right.
He'll take good care of you.
Oh, he's great. He's great. We love him. Charles, thank you so much for calling
Thanks,
back.
Thanks, Charles.
Happy Father's Day, gentlemen.
And to
Thank
you, too,
you too.
Bo.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I'm doing very well for an old man. How are y'all doing?
I'm doing very well for a gracefully aging old man. Yes. I'm proud to say.
Well, talking about Father's Day, I thought I'd mention a story about my own. He was from Birmingham and was fortunate enough that we're talking about the Attorney General here, fortunate enough to get caught stealing moonshine and running it across the state line when he was 17. And the judge gave him a choice of colors of uniforms, whether it was going to be black and white or green. It turned out to still belong to the cousin of the sheriff anyway, so, you know.
One of those.
Yeah, he was actually in Europe by his 18th birthday.
Wow.
How about that?
And with the Bronze Star and the Purple Heart and Oak Leaf Cluster, he retired after 28 years and actually passed away 3 days after my 13th birthday.
Well, God bless you. When I was Attorney General, I mentioned this a little bit earlier, but I went to a lot of line-of-duty funerals. And one of the things I learned as the state's top law enforcement officer is that a badge is too heavy to be held up by one person. And there's nobody wearing a badge in our state today that's not able to hold it up because they have a family around them that shares them and supports them and shares in the sacrifice. And so I'll say to you on behalf of everybody in a uniform that we're awfully grateful to you for sharing your dad with our country or with our state and allowing him to serve and to sacrifice.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I wish I'd had more time with him, but his life started out very hard, very early. You know, living over by the ironworks up in Birmingham, he grew up poor. And in fact, when the Army integrated, his father sent him a Western Union telegram telling him to resign and get out of the Army immediately. And he sent one back telling him to go to hell.
He sounds like quite a guy.
Yeah.
I tell you, it's oftentimes, though, it's the quality of the memories, not the quantity.
I agree.
And it sounds like you're blessed with a good quality.
Yes. Yeah, and thank you for the call. I totally understand, too. I mean, my dad, and you know, I advise those of you who still have dad around to start asking the questions and getting the answers so that you don't try to figure it out after they're gone. My dad went through the worst of the Depression was the first in the family to graduate high school, and then Pearl Harbor was attacked. And he went through 4 years of absolute hell in World War II. And then when the war was over, everybody wanted to get back. And a lot of those guys had PTSD, didn't know it. And, of course, it was the John Wayne era, so you didn't talk about it. And he had some tough times. And he finally, towards the end of his life, started to share a little bit about that. And I've told those stories on, especially on Veterans Day and Memorial Day. But those of you who still have your dad to talk to, ask the questions while they're here. Because there's so many I would like to know more about, you know. You don't think of them either until they're gone. Rusty, you'll be our last call for the day and the week.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. And I do have one question for Mr. King.
It's right here.
After you got Reagan elected, did you get to go on vacation?
You know, I'm embarrassed. I didn't think to ask.
You know, this is going to sound very political to say, but I never missed a family vacation ever again.
There you go. Well, there you go. And speaking of Father's Day, I know Greg's a dad, and I heard you talking about your kids and everything. I am so fortunate to still have my mom and dad both with me. As a matter of fact, we moved home. Late 2002, and the idea was to come home. They were getting a little older, and you know, help take care of them. And it's worked out the past 2 or 3 years. They've taken care of me more than I have them because I've had some health problems. But Daddy will be 81 this year, and he's out every day working on his lawnmowers and just having a big old time. He had bypass surgery several years ago, so I figure he's good to go. He'll probably, you know,
outlive you.
I told him, I said get ready, you may have to put one down.
I tell you, I think the best advice we could give anybody today, I don't know if you remember, Greg, you weren't in Alabama, so you probably don't know, but Bear Bryant used to do this Mother's Day commercial.
Yes, I've heard the story from Bob
for AT&T, where he would say, "Have you called your mama today?" And then they would go to this just horrible scene of the cemetery, and he would say, "I wish I could call mine." And I would encourage everybody within the sound of our voices, as somebody who can't call his daddy on this Father's Day, to take the time to call.
I
love you.
When Bear did that, I guess it overwhelmed the circuits, the old Bell South or whatever it was. Yeah, Bob Baumhauer shared that story.
You know, the funny thing is that I've always heard that Mother's Day is the day that more long-distance phone calls are made of any day of the year. And Father's Day is the day more collect phone calls are made any day of the year.
Rusty.
Well, luckily, all I got to do is holler out the back door, and he's right there. So.
That's awesome.
Rusty, thank you for your call, man. Have a great weekend.
Thanks a lot.
And give your dad a hug from all of us, okay? Appreciate it. Troy King, thank you so much for your time
today. Had a ball.
And welcome to the family.
Glad to be here.
And give your office number one more time, please.
334-215-4440. And it's probably important to tell folks, if you call and nobody answers, if you leave a voicemail, it comes straight to my phone by voicemail. And so I understand that you just don't have a wreck when it's convenient or during office hours. So if you need a lawyer on the weekend, on the holidays, at night, if you leave a message, it'll come straight to me, and I'll get right back in touch with you.
And that's a promise you can count on being kept. Thanks again. It's 5:54.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Good evening, everyone. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Keep an eye open over in Prattville. A three-car accident with injuries on East Main Street in front of Otago Home Supply. Watch out for that one. That's the only one we have that's still active. Everything else looking real good. The Boulevard, Atlanta Highway are all clear. Both interstate systems, a speed limit ride. Not seeing anything on the 31s right now. And it looks like Taylor and Vaughn are accident and delay free. You can purchase a new 2017 Camry LE for just $299 per month at Reinhardt Toyota. That's purchase, not lease. Excludes tax, title, and dealer fees. Reinhardt Toyota, they're open till 8 p.m. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us today.
1-800-INJURE.
services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Working on the car, huh?
Yeah, it's been stalling.
It could be friction from your floor mats.
No.
Oil change too? Better change your oil fuses.
Nice try. Hand me that Purolator Boss filter.
Wow, protects up to 15,000 miles?
Right. Nothing gets by Purolator. Or me.
Great. Now let's demagnetize those floor mats.
This is sad now.
Purolator oil, air, and cabin air filters. Nothing gets by us. Available at Advance Auto Parts, Pep Boys, and other fine retailers.
Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery are out to sell 200 vehicles during their Drive and Discover sales event. And they just received $500,000 to help them reach this goal. Drive home a new 2017 Dodge Challenger. Lease just $189 per month. How about a new 2017 Grand Cherokee Laredo? Lease just $249 per month. Plus, we want your trade-in, regardless of year, make, or model. Even if you owe thousands more than it's worth. Got a bump in your credit? With a job bringing home $350 per week, Brubaker can get almost anyone approved. So what are you waiting for, Montgomery? You owe it to yourself to come in for a test drive today. Remember, all that matters is what you'll pay, and you'll pay less at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram of Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or 24/7 at Brubaker.com.
Qualified lessees through Chrysler Capital Finance, 36-month lease, 10,000 miles per year, security deposit waived, $29.99 due at inception, all sales plus tax, tag, title, and acquisition fee, all rebates to dealer, negative equity may be applied to new home offers, don't combine.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. This is the quarterly housing report for the River Region for 2017. The average sales price was approximately $164,000 for the first quarter, an increase from last year. According to current MLS statistics, sellers were able to sell for 95% or more of their listing price, which is good news for sellers. Over 45% of the current sales were priced at $140,000 or below, which indicates a strong buying surge for first-time homebuyers. Several factors are responsible for these positive results, such as a better economy than last year, lower unemployment rates, historically low interest rates, and a balanced supply and demand for housing in our area. Why is this important to you? You're thinking of selling your home. Now is the time when buyer demand is higher. If you're buying, you can buy more house with your dollars than ever before. To get a complete report, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email direct to bogoodson@charter.net.
All right, take care now.
How could you let them go?
Most of this country probably wants him to go away.
There's no sense getting all riled up every time a bunch of idiots give you a hard time.
Take care now.
Mommy, could we please talk about this later?
Bye-bye then.
In the end, the universe tends to unfold as it should.
Bye-bye, bye-bye, my baby, bye-bye.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
Well, the curtain falls too early.
Joey,